B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A Chinese theme park has triggered a wave of outrage on social media after it forced a pig to bungee jump off a 68-meter high tower.
Well, don't you just push it off?
Video footage shows the pig tied to a pole carried by two men to the top of the tower before being pushed off. The theme park said that the stunt was held to mark the opening of the new bungee attraction.
For pigs.
Local media outlets said the pig was sent to a slaughterhouse afterwards. It's okay, folks. They
We're
going
to kill it.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We beat it to death with a hammer.
Yeah.
For those of you who are concerned, we ran over it with our car.
The stunt caused anger online, reflecting the growing importance of animal rights among China's population. Theme park has since put out a statement saying that it accepted the criticism that it had received. They said, we will improve our marketing of the tourist site to provide tourists with better services.
They're even talking about closing down baby seal clubbing land.
Oh, are they? The publicity event, which organizers called the Golden Pig Bungee Jump, was held to celebrate the opening of the theme park's bungee attraction. So it didn't go the way they had hoped it would.
Oh, well.
A Rhode Island man accidentally shot himself in the scrotum while sitting in his bed. Police officers found Edward Martinez in a hallway wearing no pants with a gunshot wound to his scrotum on Thursday night.
My balls.
I knew you were going to play that.
It's so appropriate.
Martinez told police he took his pants off after he fired the gun and located the wound. So,
my balls.
He was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
Except for his balls.
Yeah, police seized three guns that were found inside his bedroom, including a semi-automatic pistol on his bedside table.
Do you keep a gun under the pillow, right?
Sure, of course, yes. He isn't facing any criminal charges at this time. Facebook is striking an apologetic tone after Burmese text posted on the website showed Chinese President Xi Jinping's name as, and I'm going to have to paraphrase here.
You're going to love this.
Mr. Craphole. In an English translation. The social media network is blaming the error on a tech foul-up. They said, we fixed a technical issue that caused incorrect translations from Burmese to English on Facebook.
What tech algorithm would switch his name to asshole?
This should not have happened, and we are taking steps to ensure that it doesn't happen again. We sincerely apologize for the offense this has caused. Now, the UK paper that wrote this story goes on to note that Google's own translation feature does not show the same error, though it turns out there is an explanation for how this exactly happened.
All right.
The issue was discovered over the weekend as the Chinese president met in Myanmar with the country's state counselor named Aung San Suu Kyi. Now, when Suu Kyi shared a statement on her official Facebook page, the English translation featured numerous references to Mr. Craphole. According to Facebook, Xi Jinping's name didn't previously appear in the company's Burmese language database, and so the translation engine took its best shot. So the same craphole issue would have occurred, Facebook said, translating any words starting with XI or Xi in Burmese. So XI is pronounced Xi. It's an unusual situation and an unfortunate one for Facebook, though the company can point to a history of having issues with Burmese translations. In 2018, the Burmese translation feature was actually removed from the site after a Reuters report highlighted similar issues.
No hard feelings, Mr. Mark Aslicker.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. How embarrassing. A man taking out the trash used a quick-thinking getaway to avoid confrontation with a one-antlered moose in the video.
A moose?
Yes, in the video.
A one-antlered moose?
In the video.
Why don't you forget the moose for a moment?
Curtis Phelps can be seen
moose.
Leaving his house to take a bag to a secured shed in the yard, and as he opens the door, a bull moose, wanders into the frame.
Why don't you forget the moose for a moment?
When Phelps turns around from the shed, the moose speeds up in his direction. It started charging him.
One antler.
Phelps takes his option of ducking inside the shed after the doors to barricade himself from the moose. But
it's a moose.
After a few moments of seeming curiosity, the moose moves on.
Why don't you forget the moose for a moment?
I'm so glad I wanted that clip.
Rattlers!
All right, and then one last story. This is pretty messed up. An Indian man, as in the country,
okay.
The Indian man has died after he was slashed by a razor blade tied to a rooster during an illegal cockfight. The event led to the death of 55-year-old Sarapalli Venkateswara Rao. As one of the organizers held the bird, preparing to release it into the arena, it struggled free and lashed out, inflicting a deep wound on the victim who stood nearby.
It's a brutal thing.
Yeah, brutal thing
to do.
Cockfights were banned by the Indian Supreme Court as part of the 1960 Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act, but the practice remains popular in some areas, especially as parts of celebrations. A Hindu festival day is taking place. The birds have blades tied to their limbs before the fights, which continue until one bird is dead or critically injured. A dozen other injuries were reported from cockfights held during the celebration. So, yeah, it is pretty brutal.
Well,
to the death.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, exactly, right?
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
FedEx delivery drivers were caught on camera rolling a large package down a hill when they were delivering it. A neighbor shared the video. The package had a mattress inside, and both sides of the package were open when it was delivered. FedEx issued a statement saying the behavior depicted in the video is unacceptable and inconsistent with the professionalism FedEx ground service providers demonstrate every day in safely and securely delivering millions of packages to our customers.
You're supposed to roll it up the hill.
We have worked directly with the customer and all parties involved to address this matter.
Well, there was a chandelier in the mattress, too, Preston.
But caught, rolling a package down a hill. Come on, man.
It was easier.
All right, this story is out of Gainesville, Texas. KGAF is a little station on Radio Hill on the northeast side of Gainesville, where they've been broadcasting news, weather, and music in a family-friendly way for more than 70 years. But recently, station manager Steve Eberhardt had a new idea, so he applied to get the call letters KGAF on a personalized license plate for the newest company van. He said, I applied for it, and a couple of weeks later, I got a letter from the DMV declining the tag, which surprised me because I couldn't imagine why. The response he received from the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles surprised him even more. The letter said that his application had been denied because of a pattern of objectionable and misleading words that could be considered indirectly vulgar, swear, or curse words. Eberhardt said that he didn't know what the license plate he requested, why it would be considered vulgar, pointing out that the federal government has licensed his station since 1947 with those call letters, KGAF. But Eberhardt's teenage son laughed when he heard the license plate request was denied. He said, as soon as I brought the subject up, he said, Dad, I can tell you exactly what they think it means. It would seem that in the world now that communicates with OMGs and LOLs and IDKs and all that, that GAF might mean something, too. I've been told that it's an acronym or slang for social media for can't give an F. KGAF.
Wow.
I thought it was gay as
right, F. Yeah. Right.
Eberhardt said that after the consultation with his 19-year-old son, he learned that, but he said, but we certainly never intended that. He said he's certain the founders of the station in 1947 most likely did not intend for that. For it to be meant that.
I'll call letters being gay as F.
Eberhardt has appealed the decision by the Texas DMV and hopes for a final decision sometime in the next 30 days or so.
I've seen shorthand written IDGAF. I don't give.
Yeah, that. I've seen that one too. Yeah.
KGAF, remember, we couldn't give an F.
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
If you have a radio station that was like that. A bank robber put a pillowcase over his head to hide his identity. And then he had to take it off because he didn't cut any eye holes in it.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I was choking in there.
Matthew Davies failed to create eye holes in the cover ahead of his bank robbery. The 47-year-old who threatened staff with a meat cleaver left the branch with nearly $2,000 but was later arrested. Davies pleaded guilty to a charge of assault and robbery, a hearing in the High Court in Glasgow.
In fact, he was facing away from the teller, Preston.
Heard how Davies entered the Bank of Scotland branch and pulled the meat cleaver from the pillowcase before putting the bedding item on to cover his face. So he didn't even have it on when he went in.
No, he's already been seen by security cameras.
But the failure to create eye holes meant he had to take it back off.
I got to cut some eye holes first.
So after threatening the staff, Davies was initially given about $300, but the 47-year-old demanded more cash.
Do you have any scissors?
And also warned that he would hurt a female customer if it was not handed over. Is this your
first job, son?
They ended up fining him. A witness followed him to his house, and they found the cash and a pillowcase. And they also discovered a stun gun. This reminds me of Django Unchained.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When they all try to wear the hoods and the eye holes aren't cut properly and you can't really see well.
Hi, Seamus.
I love that. A Michigan man found more than $43,000 in cash hidden in a couch that he bought from a secondhand store. And though he had no apparent legal obligation to do so, he decided to return the money to the family who donated the item.
Here's $100.
That's pretty damn cool of him. Howard Kirby recently bought a set of furniture for $70 from Habitat for Humanity Restore. After the couch had spent a few weeks in his man cave, he started to think something was off. He said the foot cushion always seemed kind of hard. His daughter-in-law finally opened the cushion, was surprised to find a box containing tens of thousands of dollars in cash, $43,170 once they counted it up. Surprised at his good fortune, Kirby considered how this cash could change his life. He could finish paying for his house off or fix his roof and still have money left over. He contacted a lawyer and learned that he had the legal right to keep the cash.
Huh.
But he decided to do the right thing. He went back to the store, got in contact with the family. They arranged a meeting in the store for Kirby to return the family's lost money.
Did they give him a reward at least?
There was nothing in the story about it. I would hope they would. The feel-good was very close to going up in flames, though. The store was swamped with furniture at the time, and Restore and other retail shops were hesitant to take the grandfather set because of its age. The family told Kirby that they had planned on burning it if they could not find a taker.
Why don't you buy it now? Otherwise, we're just going to burn it.
Yeah. A customer at a supermarket, this is my last story, in South America faced the wrath of disgruntled employees when they parked their car in the wrong spot. This is a pretty funny picture. The driver parked their small hatchback in the shopping cart area of a shopping center in Argentina. And so that's a top score in being a jerk department. So employees responded by putting all of the shopping carts in their rightful spot anyway. And they put them all around the vehicle, boxing it in.
Oh, that's great.
And I mean hundreds of them. So this car is completely surrounded by it. The picture is pretty damn funny. The photo of the prank was posted on Facebook and has now gone viral.
I love that.
Watch where you park.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.